Hello, this is Brooke Volk, your host on WCBC Worldwide, which we are Celestial Broadcast Communications, which it is astonishingly what it sounds like. Celestial Communications, as from angels from the highest celestial realms, not to be classified as religious programming, but spiritual it is. Angels are not respecters of dogmas and creeds of orthodoxy. Today's celestial message comes from my co-host and spirit, Yogananda. In the title of today's message, Yogananda describes his journey through the spheres towards the celestial heavens. The location that this was channeled was Bayview, Sydney, Australia, by medium Al Fike, November 22nd, 2018. I am Yogananda, and I wish to tell you of my experience transitioning in the spirit world and my journey towards the celestial heavens. When I passed into spirit, I carried with me many ideas and thoughts that originated from the Eastern religions. I nurtured and revered these thoughts in my mind, though within my heart I tenderly loved God and felt His love for me. And yet it was difficult for me to release these thoughts and conditions that were ingrained within me from childhood. So upon my passing, I came to the fourth sphere and found many wonderments and experiences within that sphere that satisfied the edicts of my mind and my religious ideas. Yet I knew within me there was another longing, the longing of my heart, to go beyond these mental concepts to something that I knew was deeper and closer to God. So I too had to battle between the ideas of my mind and the desires of my soul. In time, I progressed to the fifth sphere and was able to be open and receptive to the teachings of the divine love, and I accepted these teachings, though I continued to harbor some of the natural love ideas that I so enjoyed. From this fifth sphere, I progressed to the sixth, again nurturing my mind, my mental ideas with my thoughts of being in truth and order and justice and beauty and righteousness. But I did not stay long within the sphere, for my soul now was pulling me further along this journey of awakening. I progressed to the seventh, that beautiful sphere, more beautiful than the sixth sphere, of the purely natural heavens. I thought I had achieved my goal of knowing heaven, but alas, it became evident quite quickly that I was merely on the doorstep to heaven. Once I realized my erroneous beliefs that originated from my mind, and all conditions that were more of the conditions of humanity than that of the soul, then I was ready to cross that threshold into the heavenly realms of the celestial kingdom. My joy was great, such joy to be within that condition of love, to know the deep joy and satisfaction of the soul, pure and radiating love, and continuing to grow in love. I tell you, my friends, this was greater than anything I experienced on your earth or any of the spheres that I inhabited. This is the bliss that is truly of God. Though I had experienced the bliss of the mind, the bliss of the pure soul, to know the bliss of God's love in all its powerful glory is beyond explanation or description. And I see amongst my friends that you are well on your way to this journey of knowing the wonderment of heaven. I have made my commitments to God to serve Him in love, to come back to your earth plane and bring further truth than the one I had left behind in my service and teachings. So this is why I continue to be with you, my friends, to speak to you and to work with you. There is so much to be imparted to humanity, so much ignorance in the world, deprivation and need. God needs all those who are willing to work for the betterment of mankind, to be in harmony with His laws of love. So we will work together. We will work together. I will make contact with each of you personally, and we will have conversations. We will make efforts together to bring truth. It is my privilege and blessing to work with you in this way, and I am but one of many who make these efforts, who walk with you and assist you in this great work. So I have known both heavens, and I have chosen thus. I have come to know at one with God in some measure, with the realization that the joy and the bliss, the wonderment and the power of love, will continue to increase for all eternity. The bounty that I have reaped with my efforts and prayers has been great, and I wish to share what I know, and what is truth, and the knowings of my soul. You, my beloved brothers, will help me to do so, and I know you are eager to do so. We all work together in this sacred work to bring light to this world and to bring light to the many spirits who are in the darkness and grayness of the lower spheres. It is possible to reach many millions, my friends, given your commitment and efforts as you follow the will of God. This is possible. Have faith that God's plan is extraordinary and vast in its scope, and that you may be a part of this, to work with many to bring about the realization of God's desire to bring light and peace and love to your world. Thank you for listening to me, my friends. I am Yogananda. I continue to teach and be God's servant. We will continue in our work together and be in the flow of God's love and will. God bless you. My love is with you. You've been listening to one of a few personally created podcasts where divine love, celestial angel messages are featured. For more information, visit DivineLoveSanctuary.com, new-birth.net, celestialbroadcast.com, and soultruth.ca. This is Brooke Folk, a divine love-lit soul for you, and this has been a Divine Love Chapel of the Year Worldwide Celestial Broadcast Communication, WCBC.